Welcome back to Texans Huddle. The Houston Texans taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh on Monday night, Mark, the big stage. And boy, you never know what's going to happen with these two teams.
I'll tell you what, Patty, inaugural season of Texans history. They go up there. The Steelers were on their way to the playoffs that season, but the Texans got three defensive touchdowns, won the game. You ask a lot of those original Texans what their favorite memory is. Yeah, most of them will say the Cowboy game opening night, but a lot of them will say that one, especially defensive players, because they know that that was their win. The offense only had 47 total yards that day, but somehow the Texans won in a runaway. They had the big Heat game here at NRG Stadium in 05, and they also had a real great battle here in 2011 when it was 17-10, the Texans pulling that one out. Also, 08, the opener up there, Dwayne Brown's first game ever. He said it was his worst game. It was a nightmare for this team. So 2-2 overall, and now both teams are 3-3. Something's got to give.
Well, something does have to give. And as you said, both teams 3-3, both coming off tough losses. The Steelers coming off the loss to their nemesis, the Cleveland Browns. Almost both are must-win type games. Agree?
You know, I would say that this is not must-win, because to me, real must-win means you win or you go home. But if you fall below 500 right now, you know, what is your chance of getting back? You play Tennessee in a short week. Let's just put it this way. This is a very important game for this football team. You don't want to lose three games in a row. The good teams don't go through those kinds of losing streaks. You want to be considered a good team. You got to go up there and find a way to win a football game. But the Steelers, they're hearing it from all over. Mike Tomlin, I would almost put him on the hot seat right now. Let's face it, they don't want to face another year without the postseason, but they still have Ben Roethlisberger. He's so dangerous, Patty, so hard to bring down. Yeah, he does take some sacks, but that's because he takes the heat of the rush and he makes plays in the face of adversity.
Yeah, let's find out what the coaches and some of the players had to say about Ben Roethlisberger.
He's big. He's got a strong arm. He's played a lot of great football in this league. He's a, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, tough to sack. You know, just a very difficult quarterback to go against.
You just got
to
kind of know, you know, who and what kind of guy you're tackling. So, you got to wrap up. You know, you got to sometimes group tackle. He's a big, strong, physical guy. Like I said, that's good what he does. So, you know, just got to continue to get after him.
He's a very good quarterback. He's obviously a bigger guy, which makes him a little more difficult to tackle. He's been in the league a long time. He's had success in this league, so he knows what it takes to be successful.
Well, Mark, kind of the recurring theme, it seems, especially coming from head coach Bill O'Brien, is mistakes. Mm-hmm. And we talk so much to him about getting off the schneid and getting points on the board early, and he chalks that up to correcting mistakes.
Well, you look at the last game, 24-0. Now, a chimpanzee could tell you don't fall behind 24-0. But the key is to move the ball offensively. They didn't do it at all against the Colts in the first quarter, so the defense gets stressed out. Andrew Luck's really good this just in, and all of a sudden you're up against it, mixing the onside kick. That makes matters really difficult. What they have to do is find a way to put together some consistency on offense in the first quarter. I don't know if that means play action or whatever, use the tight ends more. Whatever they have to do, they got to get it done. Coach O'Brien has seen way too many errors in the first parts of games. Imagine this team with a lead, even in their wins. Buffalo, they were down 10 in that game. Even Washington, they were down 6-0. That's not really a big deal, but you'd love to see them get the early lead and have the defense be able to possibly take advantage of that, and then let's see what happens.
Well, interestingly enough, I had a chance earlier in the week to sit down with center Chris Myers to talk about correcting those mistakes as well as what it would take to get past the Pittsburgh Steelers. A good chunk of time off here, 10 days or so. What did you do personally, and how needed and necessary was it for this team?
I think it was big time for us to be able to kind of take a step back and look at the positives and negatives that we've done in the beginning of the season and kind of learn from it individually on your own, kind of trying to take the positives and the negatives and learn from the negatives and kind of accentuate the positives. And I think once you're able to do that as individuals, you're able to make the team better as a whole.
When you look at these last couple of games, and we've talked, it seems like, for the last few weeks about slow starts, and there's a big emphasis on it last week, and lo and behold, it happens again, a 24-0 start. Behind the eight ball there. Can you pinpoint that, or how do you explain it, and how do you overcome it?
It's a thing here and a thing there, and it's something that we need to correct, no doubt. But, you know, whether it's a penalty, whether it's a turnover, whether it's mental errors, or whether it's just, you know, drop balls, whatever it is, we got to be able to correct it. And, that's something that obviously we've been working on all season. And, when you do get down in the game like that and don't get a quick start, you sometimes become one-dimensional. But, we've been able to kind of come back from those holes and give us a chance to win. But we can't do that, specifically speaking, as an offense.
Well, let's talk about you a little bit individually here for a minute. A streak that you have going since you've been a Houston Texan, 103 straight games, I think 116, 119 overall, whatever it is. What does that mean to you to kind of be that Iron Man?
A couple weeks ago when someone had told me about it, I didn't think too much about it. I try not to talk too much about it because I'm a guy that doesn't want to kind of jinx it. But, it's something that I've taken pride in. A lot of tremendous effort goes into taking care of your body, a lot of hours in the training room, kind of maintaining your knees, maintaining your elbows, whatever it may be. But I just think I've been, in general, lucky to last this long. Doesn't happen that often, especially kind of playing on the inside there at center. There's a lot of injuries that happen, but I'm just hoping I can stay durable throughout the rest of the season and kind of contribute to the team.
Well, and you've done it over the last few years with a number of different quarterbacks. How important is that that chemistry, that camaraderie, and have you kind of really developed that with Ryan?
I think you learn what stuff works for certain quarterbacks and stuff. And with Ryan, coming in day one, we got together and we kind of meshed off the field real well, become great friends. And, you learn how he operates on a day in and day out basis, meeting in and meeting out and practice out. And I think once you're able to do that as an offensive line as a whole with the quarterback, you have some success.
All right, let's talk about this game against the Steelers. The Texans have been involved with a few strange ones with the Steelers over the years. Just when you look at this team specifically, their defense, what are the challenges that they pose for you guys?
Defense in general, Dick LeBeau, been there a long time, been in the NFL a long time. And, their defense seems like it's had the same amount of guys on it for forever. Between Harrison, Kiesel, and Troy Polamalu, they've had the guys there operating in that defense at all levels. And it's something you always got to be prepared for, and it's no hidden tricks. They do the same thing every single year, but they always seem to have success, and that's a tribute to their character and their testament and their work ethic. But for us, it's just operating our game plan, being able to run the ball, be physical with them, and be able to execute.
Well, Chris Myers is one of my favorite Texans. There's no question, Patty. He's a Pro Bowler, two-time Pro Bowler. But as he says, they need to have better production from the offensive line. They're doing well in run blocking. They're 10th in the league running the football. Arian Foster's having a great season, but they know they need to pass protect better so Ryan Fitzpatrick has a little more time.
Are you allowed to have a favorite Texans player?
I have many favorites. I'm allowed to have many favorites, Patty. That's okay. How this thing works.
All right. As long as I'm your favorite, that's all that matters. We have to take a time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll visit with one of my favorites, General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.